This is CICK News. Today on CICK News, I check in with a worker from the BCGEU about the end of the strike. Under the new agreement, BCGEU members will see a general wage increase of 3% over 4 years, with extra pay adjustments for the lowest paid workers to help address the affordability crisis. The deal also modernizes work conditions, improving fairness around telework, strengthening job protections, and speeding up the grievance process. It adds better vision care and counseling benefits to support mental health as well, and formally recognizes fully remote workers with the new protections tailored to their roles.
Hi, my name is Ryan Lapointe, and I'm a public servant working for the BC Public Service.
Okay, so we're speaking on Tuesday, October 28th, and you were just filling me in before we were recording how fast this decision was to go back to work. So I guess, yeah, can you just walk me through, yeah, just how that's feeling, where we are to date?
Yeah, the union and the government have been locked, sort of deadlocked for quite a long time. And both parties agreed to mediation a little over a week ago. And very suddenly over the weekend, the last details were decided on and a tentative agreement was reached on Sunday.
Yeah, and the union says that this deal, it's making real progress on wages and respect for frontline workers. But from your perspective, does it feel like this is a fair outcome for what you went through?
It's tricky. I think for a lot of people, this was a sort of compromise position we were expecting or hoping to get to without going on strike for a couple months. So there's definitely a little bit of bitterness that it took us this long to get here. Ultimately, in terms of fairness, you know what? It's a very modest increase. So it's a step forward, a baby step forward. And I think for people, we're happy to be back at work and have that in our hands.
Do you feel like it was worth going through the harder parts and sacrifices that you had to make being on strike?
It's hard, and everyone came into the strike in a different position. It definitely was emotionally hard for a lot of people. A lot of people felt betrayed. Some people worked quite hard in their private lives to support what happened. And being out of work for unpaid leave for 2 months for some people, it's quite a long time. It's obviously very difficult. People have mortgages, they have rent, they've got dinner. And I think it was worth it. And I think most people will think it is worth it because I think labor, we're starting to realize we have to fight for our fair share with the growth in inequality. It doesn't matter an individual's politics. Most people have fallen behind significantly in the last few decades. And so if nothing else, we're learning that we have our voice and we have to use it.
You said betrayed. Who?
I think that a number of employees, we definitely get told, as many employers do, that they greatly value their employees and they have a bottom line, of course. You want to get what you pay for and you don't want unhappy workers. At the same time, I think lots of people, the public service is made up of people from all political parties and all political backgrounds. And a lot of people feel like it doesn't matter what political party you're from. They feel like the politicians maybe haven't been listening to workers.
Okay. And now that the agreement is headed to ratification, what are you hoping to see in the details before you cast your vote?
Yeah, so there's been a few areas where it's not entirely clear if where compromises were made or to what extent. I think for others, one thing that's important for us is some of the non-financial matters. And so an example of this, the union has been requiring or demanding that the government has a higher percentage of managers in recent years, and that's a growing concern. I think it's a concern for many workers. I also think it might be a concern for many taxpayers. We, as in public servants, we care a lot about efficiency and government delivering to the public a lot. And I think a lot of people are concerned that, well, there's too much management sometimes and not enough action at that sort of that level of the people doing the stuff. Of course, management is important, and we've got lots of good relationships with managers. But we're worried that there might be a top-heavy organization, and that makes it more difficult for workers to get their work done. It weakens unions, and ultimately, it doesn't necessarily provide a better service for the public.
Mm-hmm. Now, when agreements are brought to, it feels like that's the end, but what do you think are the next steps for yourself as a government employee?
For us, we're going to be going through education. We're going to be talking about the different details of the agreement. And honestly, I think between myself and many other workers, we're going to be talking about this. And one thing that is interesting for me personally is I'm seeing more people talking about their experience with this and just generally how we as a society, and as whether it's labor unions, employers, governments, how we actually work, and with the cost of living crisis in particular, how we're sharing the benefits we have in society. And that is the big step that I think it's going to go forward beyond the ratification process, whether it's a yes or a no.
Excellent. Ryan, was there anything I didn't ask that you think is important for people to know?
One thing I think it's important to know is that, like, public servants, by and large, are very eager people. They like doing what they do. We generally really like serving the public. It sounds nerdy, it might sound fake, but I guarantee you it is true. And a lot of people were a bit whiplashed at suddenly being out of work and then back at work. We're happy to be working. We're not necessarily always happy about the terms of that work, but we are happy to do that. And we hope that the connections that people have made, whether it was through taking up additional jobs, whether it was businesses' support or local community members that supported us, that we keep these relationships going and ultimately build a stronger community here in Smithers and in other communities as well going forward.
Okay, thank you so much for reaching out and for sharing this update.
All right, thank you, Pam.
Under the agreement, employees will receive a general wage increase of 3% over 4 years, and the vote will likely happen on November 6th. The BCGEU Bargaining Committee will recommend the agreement for ratification. BCGEU members will continue to respect Professional Employment Association picket lines in solidarity with the striking members. Details of the agreement will be released following the completion of the ratification process. Thanks once again to Ryan LaPointe for being my contact throughout this process. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.